Egyptians are massing at the landmark Liberation Square in the capital Cairo to hold a million-man rally against the ruling junta. They've long demanded the military junta give up its power to civilian rule. The ruling military council came into power last year after the ouster of former ruler Hosni Mubarak. Several have been injured in Bahrain as Saudi-backed forces clashed with anti-regime protesters ahead of the Formula One Grand Prix. Protesters and opposition groups are holding daily protests to force the cancellation of the event. Rights activists say the regime is using the race to imply to the world that all is well in Bahrain. Afghan officials say four U.S. soldiers have been killed in a military helicopter crash in southwestern Afghanistan. The cause of the crash is still unknown. The helicopter was carrying the injured from an explosion in the area. The Taliban say they have shot down the helicopter. Iran has written a letter to the UN chief defending President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's visit to the nation's three islands of Abu Musa and the Greater and Lesser Tombs. Iran says the islands are undisputable parts of its territory. This after the Arab group at the UN condemned Ahmadinejad's visit. The U.S. has added to the chorus of condemnation against Argentina over the expropriation of Spanish-owned oil and gas company YPF. The Argentine government has responded to the criticism, saying the decisions have been made based on the country's national interests. Scientists and environmentalists across the U.S. say the impacts of the massive oil spill 2 years ago are far from over. An explosion on the BP's Deepwater Horizon oil rig killed 11 workers and spewed some 4.9 million barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. In the U.S. state of Connecticut, anti-Wall Street protesters are about to continue their protests and establish another Occupy encampment. This after police forcefully dismantled their encampment in the city of New Haven. Police claim the protesters were arrested for interfering with police and disorderly conduct. And an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council on the coup in Guinea-Bissau has heard calls for deployment of a UN peacekeeping force. This after the junta appointed former Parliament Speaker Manuel Sherifo Ahmadou as the president of the transitional government.